From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading Boston Mountain Renegades by Larry Names. Now let's begin with Boston Mountain Renegades. Prologue. A norther blew into western Arkansas at daylight that second Friday morning of November, 1866, whipping a cold rain ahead of it. The bitter air stabbed more deeply into the body and even deeper into the soul than most ill winds, and for good reason. The law enforcement community of Van Buren, Arkansas, took stock of itself after the bloody jailbreak of the night before. Alleged thief and lawyer Thomas Buckmaster and convicted killer Harry Crackley were dead. Outlaw Davy Lowe had been returned to Dr. Pernod's hospital, where bacteria from horse manure was just beginning to spread an infection throughout his body that would eventually kill him. The young and naive bank clerk, Nelson Peterson, lay dying of his wounds in Dr. Henri Pernod's hospital, the balance of the innocent man's life resting in God's hands, and his death diagnosed to come within the day. Banker Leo Smith, Buckmaster's partner in crime, stood accused of, but not arrested for, bank robbery. All of the other prisoners, with two glaring exceptions, had been recaptured and returned to their cells without anybody else being injured. The pair still absent were Dick Barth and Sinker Wilson. Also missing were two horses from John Austin's stable. U.S. Marshal Sam Hayes made a quick inspection of the cell where Barth and Wilson had been held until the night before. The investigation revealed that they had chiseled the mortar away from the bars.